Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry to develop youth in agriculture policy. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
NHD Schemes, do you have a business whose main purpose is to support community development? Then enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge for a chance to win a part of over $10 million in prizes and business development support. Transform your social venture. Transform your community. Enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge. For details, visit nhd.gov.jm or any NHD office. Registration closes January 20, 2017.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is to develop a national youth in agriculture policy aimed at analyzing and promoting the participation of more young people in the sector. The policy will provide a framework for creation of a strategic plan for youth involvement in the sector, creation of specific guidelines for access to land and other resources, youth participation in the sector's policy decisions, youth in agriculture education, coordination of rural and agriculture activities, as well as funding for rural and agriculture-related programs. The policy document is being developed under a 3-month consultancy with support from the Canadian-funded project Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce Through Enterprises and Linkages Propel, and is to be tabled in Cabinet when completed. A situational analysis on youth participation in agriculture in Jamaica will be carried out, as well as the development of a national youth in agriculture policy and implementation plan. Focus areas will include barriers and challenges faced by male and female youth producers and agripreneurs in production, access to extension support and input barriers, post-harvest practices for those in crop production, financial barriers and credit needs, agro-processing challenges, and gender-related issues. The study is also expected to determine the level of involvement and engagement of male and female youth producers in high-value markets and fresh produce value chains. The scope of the study also requires that the consultants present an understanding of youth involvement, such as roles and market engagement in agriculture, and identify opportunities for youth in both farming and value addition. Select individuals from a mix of public, private, and NGO sectors, including youths, to conduct key informant interviews, sample survey and focus group discussions to ascertain the key issues affecting youth participation in agriculture. Ensure the inclusion of considerations of youth, gender, and climate change as required by Cabinet, and participate in and facilitate wide stakeholder consultation meetings to validate findings and draft policy, and integrate findings and recommendations in the policy document for submission to Cabinet. The next consultative workshop will be held on Tuesday, December 13 at the College of Agriculture Science and Education CASE for youth agripreneurs, farmers, and agricultural students 18 to 35 years old, starting at 10 a.m.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Lexus, translation Lexus, and this saying expresses the walking power of the legs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.